Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
One person arrested after the shooting of a Chicago police officer yesterday afternoon on the north side. Another person is being questioned. The very latest this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
The shooting happened outside the Ulta store in the Goose Island neighborhood yesterday afternoon. Police Superintendent David Brown says an officer who had responded to trouble in the store wound up in a struggle with the suspect, which continued outside until the suspect fired three shots. One of those bullets hit the officer in the face. Police did not fire their weapons. Alderman Brian Hopkins told CBS 2,
"Getting shot in the face is no small matter, even if you are going to live from those injuries and even if you're going to fully recover from those injuries."
And the officer will be okay. He was released from the hospital last night and before going home, stopped in his hospital gown at the 18th District Police Station. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
City of Chicago figures now indicate 79% of all city employees have confirmed their vaccination status, and 84% say they're fully vaccinated. However, the numbers for the police department are much lower. Just over 64% of CPD employees have reported their status. Mayor Lightfoot denies allegations by the police union the city has not bargained in good faith over vaccine policies.
That's just simply not true. If you look at the papers that we filed in court, we detailed literally every meeting and all the efforts that we made. There were some weeks where we didn't meet, but not for lack of effort on our part.
Employees not complying with the mandate face disciplinary action, including possible firing. It's 7:12. Governor Pritzker is spending big in his bid for re-election.
The latest campaign finance filings show in the first 2.5 months since announcing he would seek a second term, Pritzker shelled out nearly $7 million on TV commercials and other media ads. That's more than four times the amount in combined spending of all four of his Republican challengers, only one of whom has aired any campaign commercials. Downstate businessman Jesse Sullivan, who entered the race in early September, spent $240,000 on TV airtime and production in roughly the first 3 weeks of his campaign. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Chicago Sky announced Chance the Rapper will be the guest speaker at today's championship rally. Celebration begins at 11 a.m. of the parade from Wintrust Arena up Michigan Avenue to Randolph Street before the rally in Millennium Park. Sky fans are encouraged to line up along the parade route to watch and cheer on the team. The rally is free to the public. Time to visit Lober Motors, Mercedes-Benz, and Lincolnwood. Now from the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Hey, we're waiting for a party to get rolling up Michigan Avenue. The Sky's WNBA Championship Parade and Rally will start around 11 o'clock this morning near Michigan and Roosevelt. Travel north to Randolph into the park and Pritzker Pavilion for a noon rally open to all. We'll have live reports and reaction during the news later today here on WBBM. And they've been barreled over by fast starts and three straight losses, even one in overtime. And finally, Patrick Kane and the Blackhawks get to suit up at home this season with the Islanders on the United Center menu tonight.
That's a tough schedule to open the season, you know? I mean, you're playing three home openers. You're starting against one of the best teams in the league that's been training at altitude for their whole training camp. You get a day off. That's a travel day. You lose 2 hours. I'm not trying to make excuses.
Yeah, but that's been the obstacle for the winless Hawks. Jeremy Colliton's guys get to pick between Marc-Andre Fleury and Kevin Lankinen in goal tonight as they host New York 7 o'clock start. Bears back to practice. The Buccaneers are near 2 touchdown favorites Sunday. Ex-Cub Kyle Schwarber hammers a grand slam, helps Boston beat Houston 12-3 for a 2-1 ALCS lead. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Cook County Democratic Party released a statement about why they decided to strip 45th Ward Alderman Jim Gardiner of his committee posts.
The Cook County Democratic Party says there are numerous examples of Alderman Jim Gardiner engaging in personal insults, uncontrolled rants, and verbal abuses, accompanied by repugnant, rude, and vulgar conduct over the past 2 years. WBBM reported last month that Gardiner apologized publicly for a series of sexist and anti-gay texts. Gardiner may have bigger issues to deal with. The Chicago Board of Ethics and the FBI are looking into his conduct. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Just under 65% of Chicago Police Department employees have complied with the city's vaccination reporting requirement. That means the workers, including officers, are subject to discipline that could include being placed on no-pay status or possibly even fired. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper has more.
Now that the deadline to report compliance with Chicago's vaccine mandate has passed, Mayor Lori Lightfoot says of the number of police employees put on no-pay status so far,
the number of folks who are actually after being
being given the opportunities and even a direct order saying no is very small.
Head of Chicago's Fraternal Order of Police urged members to defy a requirement to report their COVID vaccination status. A judge ordered him to stop. Meantime, a police memo says that non-compliant officers will become subject of a disciplinary investigation, and those who retire while under investigation may be denied retirement credentials. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Police in the north suburbs still trying to learn who fired the shot that struck and killed a 23-year-old woman.
Lake County Sheriff's Police say Melanie Yates was sitting in her home in Zion Sunday night when someone began shooting a gun outside. Police think it was a stray bullet that hit Yates in the head. She was taken to a hospital and died yesterday morning. Police say there had been several shots fired from the street that night in the 2800 block of Enoch. Investigators do not think Melanie Yates was the target and are asking for the public's help in finding the person who pulled the trigger. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Here in Chicago, the city set to honor the WNBA champion Chicago Sky today.
A noon rally in the Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park will follow a parade starting at 11 up Michigan Avenue from Wintrust Arena. That's where the Chicago Sky beat the Phoenix Mercury for their first WNBA championship. Fans eager to see Naperville Central Zone Candace Parker and team are invited to line the parade route. There will be rolling street closures, so the city is encouraging fans to take public transit. Metra's offering a one-day unlimited ride ticket for $5. Vaccination is not required to enter the rally, but the city encourages it. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago's Field Museum is blending efforts with locally based Two Brothers Coffee Roasters on a project that's based in history. Details from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Experts at the Field Museum say the art of coffee dates to 850 AD in Yemen, and the first known blend, Arabian Mocha Java, came 900 years later, combining coffees from Yemen and Indonesia. That was 300 years ago. Now, the museum and Two Brothers teamed up to mimic the original blend with beans from the same regions that they're calling fossil fuel, history in a cup. It's described as having hints of dark chocolate, cocoa, raspberry, raisin, and dried fruits, a heavy body, and a sweet lingering finish. You can get it online or in person from the field or Two Brothers starting next week. A bit of coffee history and news from Two Brothers and the Field Museum.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM. We'll be right back.